Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
So EHS will play the obvious role of underdog Friday night. Jerry Bland's Red and Black going a different direction than its sectional opening foe in 13th ranked and 7-2 Evansville Harrison. But the opportunity is certainly there for the Mustangs, treating like, well, so many other clubs with losing regular seasons as, well, the start of a new season. Mustangs in the midst of laying another foundation with youngsters, and some of them are getting it done. Sophomores like Andrew Grafe at quarterback, and then there's Ian Coldren, who's been really exciting to watch, breaking onto the varsity beat, be it on offense or defense. And as Coach Jerry was telling me, he is just really starting to scratch the surface on his way up.
What Ian brings to it is he just plays hard. You know, he plays hard, he plays physical. You know, we talk each week, much like we do with Andrew, about some mistakes here and there, but he plays so hard that even though sometimes he makes a mistake, he overcomes it. If he misses a read in the run game because he runs the ball so hard, he still gains 4 or 5 yards, and so then our goal now is taking those 4 or 5 yarders and turn them into 10 or 15 yarders. Really just going to say with Ian right now, it's kind of how he approaches the game, and he plays it fast and he plays it physical. As he continues to learn the game, he's just going to get better and better.
Well, that is Jerry Bland on Ian Coldren, who's averaging almost 6 yards a carry, 756 his yards of real estate to date, along with 8 touchdowns. And when he's not scoring points, he's doing his share of denying them from his middle linebacker spot. The leading Mustang tackler, 121 total tackles, an average of over 13 a game, complete with 4 sacks. We'll talk in part 2 tomorrow about Evansville Harrison lying ahead for the Mustangs. Dave and Glass in the Zone, and your phone calls tonight at 6. I'm Joe Smith.
Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Kevin Sparks and the South Soccer Panthers continue works towards that revenge semi-state match that they have coming up with 7th-ranked Center Grove Saturday down in Evansville, same team that ended the Panthers' season 1-0 a year ago. Panthers, though, with 8 seniors this trip who haven't forgotten that match a year ago. And this year, with what has transpired to date offensively, 4-time sectional champ, back-to-back regional champion, perhaps, as Coach Kevin was telling me, an attack now more flexible than last year's Elite Eight Panther squad.
You know, we have Dale Moore, Nate Sapal, Ben Yegley, but there's no one just, you know, scoring 30 or more goals.
Right.
So we rely on, you know, a team effort on getting opportunities on goal. It's not just get it to one person and expect them to go do it by themselves. We're big on getting the opportunities together, creating them off assists. You know, we've had 44 assists on our 68 goals so far this year, and that's big for us that, you know, we're creating together as a team.
Who are some of the big playmakers you've had this year, Kevin, playing for you at the other end of the field defensively?
Defensively, Ryan in goal, as always, has been big for us the past few years. And, it, you know, it hasn't changed this year with it being his senior year. It's solid. He comes up with a big save. Then, you know, you've got Jason Sherry, Cam McClain, John Bannock, Matt Getty, Will Kim, and Gage Labus have all been back there, give up many opportunities on goal. So I've been very pleased with the way our back line and how strong they play and how well they play together.
That is South Soccer Panther coach Kevin Sparks, so we wish him well. By the way, that's a 1 o'clock Bloomington time, Evansville 12 noon at Harrison High School. That's the venue. The winner of this one moves to the Final Four next weekend at Carroll Stadium in Indianapolis. Don't forget, in the Zone, Dave and Glass, and your phone calls tonight at 6. I'm Joe Smith.